So I looked at it from a different context than most. I was looking at it from the context that there were three participants there, and I was looking at it from the perspective of their political knowledge, bearing in mind that Catherine Connolly is a public representative since 1999, Heather Humphreys is a public representative since 2003, and then you had Jim Gavin, who was never in the political sphere or held political office. So from that regard, the first thing I would have said, and I was pleasantly surprised, Jim Gavin actually had a very positive debate when he was pitched against a cabinet minister for 10 years, and Catherine Connolly, who has a vast experience in the Dáil, even though there she's only there since 2016, but was a last Corla. So from that perspective, I thought he did extremely well. Mm. From the perspective then of being level in approach to the debate, I was certainly inspired by Heather Humphreys. She maintained her composure. She was a little nervous to begin with, but that's to be expected. It was the first debate in a very important presidential election. But I thought she remained composed throughout. Catherine Connolly's greatest challenge, I suppose, going into the debate was that there is this alliance now of left and hard left that's backing her, and she had to speak to that and succeed in keeping that united behind her. I think she succeeded in that. Some of the views that she would have articulated in terms of the war in Ukraine and the lack of any condemnation of Russia would have probably alarmed me somewhat, but that is her political view. She's anti-war, full stop, and that's, you have to respect that that's her view. So there was a lot to take out of it if we drilled down deep enough.
Okay, so there's more to come, as we know. So are these debates, are they crucial in deciding people's minds, you think, or not?
Well,
or
I think they are. In this
do
instance,
you?
Certainly they are, because we have three candidates that so far haven't inspired this election. That's an equal criticism of all three. At this particular juncture, I think half the electors have already decided they're not going to vote. And that's a big concern. So debates such as this will give people, if they choose to watch them, of course, an opportunity to see the insight of the candidates, what they really stand for, how they react under pressure. So I think the debates, more so than any of the previous election, are going to be critical.